Good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode 36 of Foster Your Enthusiasm Podcast. It is your host, Brandon.
It's me, Samantha. What's up?
Chilling. What's good, Sam?
Nothing. Yo, I want to shout out you and Rosie for throwing like a really fun gathering. So that was the first time that I ever played the card game Cards for Humanity. Is that the name of
Cards Against Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity. That game is so fucked up, but it is so much fun. So shout out to y'all. Like, the vibe was cool. I met some new people. I met some people that apparently I've known before. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see some old faces, see Nigel. I hadn't seen him in like forever.
Right.
So it was cool. So shout out to y'all.
That's dope. Yeah, definitely appreciate everyone that came out. Shout out to Rosie, baby mama, for throwing the surprise party. Definitely enjoyed seeing a lot of people. And that made me realize how small Indianapolis really was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, I hope everybody does well. They interact. Then you guys are like, oh, shit, I know, blah. Right. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, and when that happens, you know, it's always going to be a good time. And then the good thing is the group of people that was there, everyone was just chilling. Everybody was open. Like, nobody was like, oh, who is this person? Like, everybody was real friendly, just coming up, introducing themselves. So it was a good time. You have a really good group of friends. So.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Oh, also... Dirty 30 tomorrow. Your yes. boy's turning 30. I feel old as fuck.
3-0.
I don't want to throw up gang signs. Yeah. But Trey O, Trey Zero. I'm low-key like scared, but at the same time grateful for growth. Grateful for just to be here for 30 years.
Yeah. So with that being said, we were kind of talking off air, you know, this is about to be a new journey for you, you know, besides the obvious fact that you're about to become a father. But, you know, what are some things that you're, you know, looking forward to in this new chapter? What are some lessons that, you know, even that you've learned?
Yes, that's a good question. As far as lessons I've learned, it's definitely being persistent and then also, you know, just kind of building a community that's going to support you. You know, through my life, it's been difficult, like, but I've overcome a lot of stuff. I've been through a lot of shit. About to be 30 years old. I have 2 degrees. I have some credits in the PhD program. You know, I've published papers. I've traveled the world. I've been to 4 continents. It'll be 5 next month.
Nice.
I'm going to Japan. I actually received an email today from the program director. And she's like, hey, we're going to be asking for, like, information so we can get your flight and hotel booked. So I'm like, yo, this is real.
That's what's up.
So 5 out of 7 continents, like, 40 of the 50 states. So it's like, you know, in the 30 years, and I didn't start traveling until 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 23. And so just within that small time frame, I've had the opportunity to travel so much. And so a big thing, though, I would leave with people is, you know, challenge yourself, expose yourself to new opportunities. And then in, you know, 30, I plan on getting my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to Rosie like, yo, this is something I want to do. I want to go back and finish. I want to change careers. I want to start private practice.
Nice.
Definitely. Yeah. Just want to. I have a nonprofit I kind of neglected, but just kind of pour more focus towards that. And build the podcast.
That's what's up.
You know, this is something I want to do. I think is dope. So,
yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. I know when I turned 30 almost a year ago.
Old lady.
I low-key felt like, because I go through this every year. And I don't know if you go through this or if any of our listeners or viewers have gone through this. But for me, every year that I, you know, get a little bit older, I always reflect back on the previous year and I'm always like down on myself. I'm always like, yo, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. But right. Then I have to realize that, you know, I still have the opportunity to continue to grow, to continue to do things. So shout out to you for turning 30. I mean, you've definitely broken some barriers because a lot of people, you know, from a male perspective, you know.
Oh, thank you.
It is what it is. No, so you've not ever been to jail, none of that, college educated. Right. So shout out to you for making, you know, 30. You're educated, you know, and I think that, you know, you got a definitely a bright future ahead. So I'm excited to be in the audience.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I appreciate that.
When you open up that private practice, I'm gonna be like, all right.
I'm gonna be doing some consulting. Just saying. Shout out to my student though. We out here. You still young, Mr. Higgins?
Mr. Higgins.
I love you, bro. I love you. I'm not going to say your name for like HIPAA purposes, but this was a student I worked with when I was teaching at a middle school. And I'm actually proud of this young man. He's actually, you know, doing a lot of stuff. He's in school now.
That's what's up.
So, hey, I'm proud of you, bro. You know who I'm talking about. Continue to grind. And it just goes to show you, too, just how much of an influence you have on someone.
Absolutely.
So continue to grind and, yeah, make a difference, impact.
Absolutely. That's what's up.
Let's hop right on into it.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk real quick. Let's, before we get to strippers and all of that, let's, because I know we like.
Scripples. Let's talk about the scripples.
But before we get to that, let's talk about Oprah and Gail. So, my question is simple. Should Oprah and Gail be canceled? And if you have been living under a rock, last week, Gail did an interview with, does she still play Lisa Leslie?
No, she's retired.
Okay.
But she's a Hall of Famer, Lisa Leslie.
Yeah, and she did an interview with her, and she, you know, she asked a question about Kobe, which I, you know, I have my views, but to some people, it was a very insensitive subject. You know, right. She asked, you know, about Kobe's alleged rape and all of that. And so Twitter, social media, Facebook, it's like, why would you ask that? Snoop Dogg went on a rampage against her, you know. So my question, and then, you know, now she is supposedly, according to Oprah, Gail, her best friend, is getting death threats. And so Oprah is now, you know, defending her best friend. But my question is, you know, should Oprah and Gail be canceled? Should Oprah continue to stand up for her? Or do you think that, you know, Gail was justified in the question that she asked from a journalistic standpoint?
So from a journalistic standpoint, yes. Because I think a lot of people are like, hey, this is something that is underlying, that people kind of just push under the rug. From a personal perspective, and I would say from a like a moral perspective, she was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, he just died. Yeah. And you're questioning, like, oh, what about the rape?
The timing was, like, so off.
So, and so, yeah. A lot of people were saying, well, it's CBS. You know, this is just kind of how the network, you know, you can't really blame her. But you can, because she could have, you know, Gail is, she's set and secure in where she is. She could have denied, like, I'm good. I'm not going to do this. Like, this is disrespectful. And my issue is that a lot of people are then looking at her and Oprah, you know, the Michael Jackson documentary. Yeah. And, you know, so it's like all these things against black men, you're bringing up, they're dead. They can't defend themselves. And yet you guys are putting this stuff out there. Right. And you're supposed to be these black women who are all for it. Then they have that picture, Oprah with Harvey Weinstein.
Yep.
And so they're like, what about this guy, though?
Right, like, you could have easily.
I still haven't heard her publicly speak about that.
I haven't either. I agree with you, too. You know, as a former journalist, well, I still practice journalism.
Right.
But I will say that from a journalistic standpoint, I think that she was justified. But from a moral perspective, this just really was not the proper time.
Nah.
If it had been maybe a couple years from now when, you know, the family is cool, the situation of the severity of the tragedy has kind of settled down a bit, I think it may be appropriate. But here's also another thing, and I'm not faulting anyone, but as a person that practices PR, and again, I'm sure Lisa Leslie's, you know, reps probably did not see that coming.
Right.
But being that she, you know, she did play in the league, she was friends with Kobe, her people also could have easily told them, don't ask any questions about this.
So was that initially the interview was about Kobe, right?
I don't know. The interview was initially not even about Kobe. I want to say
wild.
Lisa, and don't quote me if I'm wrong, I think she has like a book or something out.
Okay.
I think she was really promoting something very separate, and Gail just took that opportunity to, you know, ask that question. But my question furthermore goes into, because I hear both sides of an argument. So on Twitter, you know, I hear people saying, you know, this is just another opportunity of a black woman being knocked down. And then you have some people that are like, you know, they go into the whole Oprah spectrum where they're like, you know, Oprah shouldn't stand up for her friend, et cetera. And I just, I don't know, like.
I was reading an article actually literally probably like 15 minutes ago. And someone posted an article from The Root. And so The Root, it was like, Snoop Dogg wasn't friends with Kobe. He just hates black women. And so they're saying, like, you know, and I'm like, what? Like, I get, you know, a standpoint, people like, oh, he's attacking these black women. But it's not just him. It's how a lot of people believe is like, Just because you're in your position and based on the history you have as far as supporting rapists and people like Harvey Weinstein, and here you go like, oh, Kobe did this. But he went to trial.
Right.
He was found not guilty. Charges were dropped.
Yep.
Let that man, like, he's went to court, and you feel me? And it's like, okay, I get what you're saying. And, you know, Snoop Dogg has a history of, you know, objectifying women.
Right.
A lot of rappers have. And, you know, this was just kind of the environment in which he conducted himself. And so their point is not necessarily invalid. But I don't agree with this situation. So
absolutely. And then as far as the argument, you know, because I actually saw a post on social media where they're like, you know, Oprah and Gail needs to be canceled. We'll trade them for Ellen. And it was like somebody.
Oh, I definitely would, though. Ellen's dope.
I love Ellen.
I would take Ellen over Oprah for sure.
I love Ellen. Like, I love Ellen. Like, she is, like, super cool. Like, I would love to, like, keep on her show. Legit. Just to, like, be in the audience. Like, I love Ellen. But my question, or really my thought of, you know, should Oprah be canceled? And, you know, should Oprah continue to defending her friend? You know, honestly, if that's your BFF, you know, that's right or die. I do think that Oprah is doing the right thing by publicly defending her friend.
I agree.
Definitely think so. But I also, and again, maybe this has happened or it has not happened, I also think that Oprah should also maybe have a conversation with her friend. But that may not necessarily work for Oprah because she did the same thing with Michael Jackson and that whole documentary.
I think they should have a meeting or kind of this panel and discuss this. Like, I think this is important. Like, the Black community feels betrayed. Again, right. Terrible timing. I think Lisa Leslie felt cornered during that.
She did.
And I think she did an awesome job defending, like, her, you know, she was like, hey, this is does not define his legacy.
Exactly.
And I was like, yo, that's just how she kind of reframed her question
right. And
put it back on her. But I think Gail was pushing, like, she wanted more from it. And that kind of bothered me because it wasn't just like, you know, hey, I get it. She was like, oh, are you sure? But
and then the thing with Gail, you know, she even went on social media to try to say that the network edited, you know.
Nah, bruh.
All of that. Like, she was really trying. She was reaching. I feel like she was definitely was reaching. But I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, when it comes from a journalistic standpoint, one thing we are taught in journalism is, you know, you have to have ethics and morals at the end of the day when it comes to a story. You know, that's just like the whole TMZ thing. We talked about this on our last episode. I personally don't feel like it was fair that TMZ broke the story before, you know, Kobe's family found out, which I don't think that that's fair, you know. But I'd be interested to know from our listeners and our viewers, do you guys think Oprah and Gail should be canceled, or do you think they need to get a pass because it's Black History Month?
Heck no. There's been a lot of stuff. Like, shout out to Patrick Mahomes, the third Black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think
he has, like, a great story, too. He has a great story.
Very humble individual. I'm just glad they beat the 49ers.
So, speaking of that, this is not even funny, but I don't know if you've seen this clip on Twitter where once Kansas City, like, they won and they was doing, like, this big parade or whatever in the city. And I think it was Patrick threw a football out and one of the spectators caught it, but he ran into a parking meter. And, like, he ran into a parking meter. And so Patrick, like, tweeted, they was like, yo, is the homie okay? Like, is he cool? Like, I'm like, damn. Did you think that Kansas was going to win, or was you, like, rooting for
I was definitely for it, Kansas. And the big thing for me is just, like, Nick Bosa. Let's talk about implicit bias real quick.
Okay.
There's an individual, and I think this conversation needs to happen. There's an individual who was of Asian descent, literally just walked through the library, and he had a mask on. So, you know, I think, you know, me, it was like, oh, shit. But that's checking implicit bias.
Yeah.
So there's actually an article that came out today. It's like a lot of folks who have, like, Chinese descent or of Asian descent are, like, at this point being ridiculed and placed blame of, like, you guys are the reason why this is going around.
Right. Yeah.
So that was just, like, a learning moment for me. I just had to. So just to, yeah. So please check y'all bias, man. Don't let that stuff impact the relationships you have.
Absolutely.
Or, yeah. Absolutely. But Nick Bosa, avid Trump supporter, 49ers, hated him. And I'm not a 49ers fan because Richard Sherman was with the Seahawks and he kind of went. And so.
You know what? I'm just being biased right now. I was lucky rooting for San Francisco. There was a few sigmas on there, so I was just lucky rooting. But I ain't gonna lie.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Lucky. I was just lucky rooting for them. I was like, oh, some sigmas. But other than that,
well, the defensive really coordinator for the Chiefs is the bruh.
And also another reason, let me back that up. Another reason why I was kind of rooting for, I was rooting for San Francisco because I believe their, again, I don't know football talk, but their defensive coordinator or somebody, she was a woman.
Yep. She was the first woman. And she actually came from Notre Dame, I want to say. It was like an Indiana school. I want to say Notre Dame. I may be wrong, but yeah, the first woman to actually make it. So that shout out to her.
So I was lucky for those two reasons. Yeah, it's but pretty anyway,
dope. I'll give you
shout
that.
Out to Kansas City, or according to Trump,
this man said, what was it, Missouri? No, he said Kansas, in the state of Kansas, but it's located on the Missouri side.
I'm like, yo, but, and he was acquitted, which, are we surprised?
That's bullshit. That just made me go and think about the Senate, like how much bullshit, like they just acquitted this man. Like you gave these folks every piece of evidence.
Yep.
It's out there, and yet this man's still in fucking office.
And I was watching the vote. I want to say it was one Republican. I cannot think of that man's name.
It was not John McCain. It was he ran against.
Yeah. As in Mitt Romney? Was it Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney.
Yep. Yeah, he was like the only one that voted guilty. I want to say it was the first one or the second one?
I think it was second. It may have been first.
Okay.
But he was the one that voted one of the articles. The second one.
I mean, he was the only one that really, you know, stood up. And he even made, you know, a public, you know, cry about that. Another thing with Trump, and again, this just goes back to me and, you know, how I go to church, but he was at a prayer breakfast the day after the acquittal, still talking shit. And I'm like, this is not the...
Bro, that just leveled that man up, like his ego. Like, he's literally untouchable.
He is. And I'm like, why
that just bothers
you...
me.
At a prayer breakfast, like, why would you like bring this up? Like, and number one, who was inviting you to a prayer breakfast anyway?
Well, he's a white man, Christian.
Anyway. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, shout out to Kansas for winning, even though I was from San Francisco. But you know, I'm always sort of underdogs at the end of the day, so I wanted them to win. Well, whoever, as long as it wasn't New England, I don't care.
Yeah, New England, they're probably done.
Yeah,
with So with it being Black History Month.
Yes. I feel like we should definitely shout out some, you know, some businesses, some people.
Oh, got you. Shout out to my man, Crane Financial. Hollis, full of love. Full of love. I'm actually waiting on my 1099 form from job number dose. And once I get that, definitely submitting my taxes to Crane Financial. Please support dope black man. Hella dope in his business. He's definitely very efficient in his work, and I would Crane Financial, look him up. He's all over Facebook, Instagram. He got ads. Super dope individual.
Yeah, I want to definitely shout out Nicole Kearney of Sip and Share Wines. She has some of the best, amazing wines. Visit her website, sipandsharewines.com.
And she's in Indy, right?
She is located in Indy. And she has an event coming up this upcoming Thursday. I'll get the details, but I'm definitely going to be out there to support. But her event is, she is pairing her wines with Girl Scout cookies. And I think that is so dope. And I'm about to find the information. So, you guys could definitely be there, and I am like winking this right now, like just winking
it. Sip and Share.
But yes, Nicole Kearney, Sip and Share. She has a wine collection. It's called the Seven Words Wine Collection. I mean, her wines are amazing.
So she has like Intention, Love,
Gratitude, Awaken, Abundance, Conjure, Manifest. She is truly, truly amazing. And I'm telling y'all, I'm going to find this event, but it is this upcoming Thursday in support of that, or Galentine's Day, I guess that's what it could be called, Galentine's Day. Find this event. Do you have another person you want to shout out while I find this event? Oh, here it is. It is the Galentine's Day Sip and Share Girl Scout Cookie Edition. This event will be held at Goodwin Law. That is 200 South Meridian Street, Suite 420. That is this upcoming Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Again.
That's dope.
She's going to pair Girl Scout cookies with wine. And you can also purchase some of her wines while you're there. And you can apparently can get tickets. I did not know that, so I'm going to make sure I get my tickets.
Oh, Eventbrite?
Yeah.
You better hope it's not sold out.
Nah, it's not. Tickets only $13. So, ooh. I mean, hey, that's like happy hour, Girl Scout cookies. Why not? So, yeah. I want to give a really quick shout out. So, I received a play invite. It's a gospel play. It's called My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord. This play is Saturday, March 7th. They've got two show times. One, the first one being at 1 p.m. The second one at 7 p.m. It is written and directed by Tanya Brown Majors. It's going to be one of my personal favorite theaters in the city, the Anthonyum Theater. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. If you want more info, you can call 317-985-9331. Go out. Support Black businesses. What are some other Black businesses we want to shout out? Black people. I want to shout out, it's just so many people want to recognize. I want to shout out Ashley Gervitz. I don't know if you know her. Mm-mm. Ashley Gervitz is like a community activist within our city. She is always striving to do stuff to help our community, to make sure that, you know, homeless people are, you know,
people who are experiencing homelessness.
Homelessness. Thank you.
People first language.
Okay. Homelessness is like an issue that she heavily tackles throughout our city. I also want to give a shout out to, he's going to kill me, but he manages one of the only Black grocery stores here in Indy.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. But yeah, what's the name of the grocery store?
It's called Cleo's Bodega and Cafe.
Miss Cleo now.
Yeah, it is. Cleo's Bodega grocery store and cafe. It's located.
Hey, those look good, bro. I know, what right? is that?
I'm gonna have to go down here.
Lemon blueberry pound cake.
Okay.
That looks fine.
One thing that I do know about this grocery store, they are always having like special events from like local chefs. So, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with Chef Oya. Mm-hmm. If you're into seafood. So she has tacos. There's called Trap Tacos. Apparently, it's like supposed to be like the bomb. Somebody has like these special made Pop Tarts or whatever that's there. So shout out to Cleo's. We always say we gotta support our own, so we're just shouting out some businesses and some people. So
shout out to my dog Kenny Sykes. He PharmD. So he's a pharmacist. He's actually not in Indy, but you know, strong Black man, great father to his daughter. Like, he's definitely one of those folks that grinds, that motivates other people. So shout out to, you know, black people in medicine. I think it's important to have, you know, people who we can go to for our medical needs. Shout out to Black social workers, Black clinicians, therapists. You know, it's definitely, mental health is something we got to continue to talk about, especially with endured trauma. Trauma's not stopping. You know, we're going through war, you know, we're losing people. Climate change, like, there's just so much going on that we, you know, we have to make sure our mental health is in order.
Absolutely. You were mentioning Black clinicians. Shout out to my so when I first started going to, I was like, yes, my therapist, but now it's like, yo, this is my, I call her my vent partner. Like, if I just simply need to vent, like, I just I'll text her or I'll give her a call. But shout out to Dr. Karen Moore of the Elevated Minds LLC. She's located on the east side, when I tell you that it is so important to go to, like you mentioned, clinicians and doctors and medical professionals that look like us, that is so important.
Right.
That is so, so important.
Then Michelle with Love Logical.
Yeah, shout out to Michelle Anderson, Love Logical. She has a nonprofit. It's called Love Logical, DNA Not Required. And basically what her organization does, they just recognize non-biological relationships, which I think is super dope. Everybody is family, including the animals. So she has a line coming out for dogs where she's going to have like doggy shirts and stuff. Dope. So, yeah.
Shout out to Jeffrey, my business partner with Foster the Future. We're making lemonade. So it's starting to warm up again. Well, not now, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll be making lemonade. So please put your orders in for lemonade. We have a few new lines coming out.
Yep.
Then we're working on baked goods and stuff. I think we're going to add some Dominican food to the...
Hey.
Right. About to be out here.
You're going
to so food
truck too? Like you're gonna
shit,
like...
that's ultimately the goal. So we're going to be working on a few new things. Definitely support. And also, Jeffrey's working on his PhD. So shout out to the business partner. Definitely, yeah, successful young black people. Continue to go. And shout out to you, Sam, for being dope.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, many, many. I try. Next topic.
Yes. Really quickly. So, not only is February, you know, Black History Month, but February is also Go Red for Women. I just really specifically want to shout this out, especially to the women of color. So, if you don't know, there are signs and symptoms for both a heart attack and a stroke. Do you know what those are, by chance?
Shortness of breath. Maybe excessive sweating. What about you lose like feeling in like your left side?
Yep.
Chest pains. Ooh, your boy's on. What else?
I mean, for the most part, you got it right. Okay. So signs and symptoms of a heart attack, uncomfortable pressure that you mentioned, pain or discomfort in one or both of your arms, shortness of breath with or without chest discomfort, other signs such as breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness. And with men, women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort. But the unfortunate part is most women are more likely than men to experience these symptoms. So women, get checked. This is our month to do that. And then also signs and symptoms of a stroke, sudden numbness or weakness of the face, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, sudden trouble seeing or blurred vision in one or both eyes, sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, and sudden severe headaches with no known cause. You know, we always talk about that our mental health is important,
right,
but also our physical health is just as important. So
especially
I just really wanted to just shout that out, Go Red for Women. If you need more information, visit goredforwomen.org. Learn the symptoms, get involved.
Real, real. Is that all you
have? Those were my topics.
Okay. So a big topic, at least for those who are heavy on social media, is like there's this video circulating in social media. This stripper, she's like all the way at the top, like going crazy, like, yo, she falls and like pop, hits her face.
Yeah.
And she gets up though and continues to twerk, which I give her credit. Apparently she like fractured her jaw, like broke her jaw and needs surgery. So, you know, on the way here, I was like, yo, what if strippers had like healthcare, or what if there was something built in? Because she's now on her friend started a GoFundMe, and last time I saw her like earlier, what, like 1 o'clock, is she had $11,000 like towards a $20,000 goal.
Wow.
Mind you, she's a stripper. Like you think like, oh, she can pay for that. I mean, she probably can. I mean, she was attractive. Looks like she can twerk a little. She was thicker than a bowl of oatmeal, but the thing is, what about, you know, we don't think about women because, you know, you think about strippers. Ooh, this even brings me to the topic of strippers at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What, they were like stranded or something like that?
Yeah, they were stranded in Miami. And so you're like, wow. But apparently out of all the strippers, they only made like, and I think they had a put into the pot or buy in. They put $350 in. They only got like $1,000.
Wow.
So a lot of them like probably banked on like, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. I'll be able to get my... They got stranded at the airport.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So I did see that video I saw it on Twitter, and at first, like, I didn't know what was going on, but then I was like, oh, she's, this is another girl at the top. And she, like, sister girl, fail. Now, what I will say about, I ain't never been a stripper or whatever, don't want to be, but.
Stripper.
Don't, like, I've taken the classes just for the fun
of it. Oh, like the pole dancing?
Yeah, like, okay. That's, like, so for her to go up as far as she did, like, she had, her body strength, like, she had a lot of strength.
That fall was like smack. Like, dude, she broke her jaw. Like, so that means she fell on her face.
And so you're right. That does bring up the question, you know, as a stripper, like, say if you want to go, if for those that are in indie, if you want to go work at Sunset, like, you know, do you get health insurance? You don't get health benefits.
Like, I don't think strippers do. And it's like, well, injuries like that. You think of the heels they walk in, they roll ankles. Yeah. Like, You do shit that you can hurt yourself. What if you pull a or have back spasms or right. You pull a muscle?
Now, I kind of, now that you mentioned that, I kind of equate stripping kind of like as a professional sport, because you can't be, you know, 40 still stripping like in basketball. I mean, I'm sure it can be done, right. But that is a lot of wear and tear on your body. The more I think about it, the whole wearing the heels thing,
the knees, like you got knees, yeah. Like Megan Thee Stallion. Like that, I think a lot goes into that, but people don't take in consideration. Like, you can get injuries while
working,
while working, and it's like.
And what about? So we kind of talked about this, but I lucky was joking, but I am kind of serious. Like states where prostitution is legal, like so, like Nevada, in Nevada, mm-hmm. You know, at the Bunny Ranch or whatever. How do I know this? I don't know. But like, what about them? Like, are like what kind of. Benefits do they get?
Even when you think about healthcare, it's like, well, what about STD checks? What about pregnancy stuff? Like, are those benefit? I don't think they have benefit packages.
Even like in the porn, like I'm not trying to be like way off topic here, but like even like injuries in porn too.
Like I mean,
because I feel like I read or heard something where if you're a porn star that you have to get, like, checked out or whatever.
Yeah, I STD. Think with the STD thing, you have to. But it's just even, what about injuries that
you... Right, that could potentially happen while you on set, you know.
Right. Just, I mean, you don't think about these types of fields where people are like, oh, you know, or, you know, a lot of people would probably say, well, they know what they're getting into.
Yeah, that's true.
But you don't know if these injuries are going to come. I'm pretty sure most strippers who go up there are not imagining, like, falling 30 feet to the ground on their face.
Right.
Or, like, porn stars who maybe rupture something. Like, you just don't know. So, it's like, are they... I'd be interested to know, like, do you guys have any knowledge of... Are they covered?
Right. That... I mean, that's a legit-ass question. That's a legit question. You know, actually, I ain't gonna say this out loud, but I knew someone in the past that used to be a quote unquote a dancer, an exotic dancer. We'll leave it at that. And that is actually a question that I really would like to ask that person. Like,
for any of our people on Facebook who are scripples or used to be scripples, because I know some of y'all were. What are your thoughts about it?
Right, like is you know, I mean, and then. Furthermore, like, how do strippers get paid? Like, do you get a regular W-2, you know, or do you get, like, a 10?
I think it's not taxed, but I think they get paid under, like, it's considered under the table. So it's kind of your own
business almost.
That's a good point, though. Like, do they have W-2s?
Yeah, like, how do you, like, what do you do for a tax on, you know?
Does anyone have any knowledge of this?
Because I was honestly, like, low-key, I know these sound like silly-ass questions, but
I would really
be interested to know, like, do you get a weekly paycheck?
Do you get to add, like, or can you claim, like, deductions on, like, from, like, clothes you buy? Or
I think we need to do some research and go undercover into one of these strip clubs and ask some questions.
I've been to one strip club in my whole life, and...
What was that experience like?
I don't know. So, I went in, first of all, mad cheap. Because I think of, you know, like, why am I going to go in there? First of all, you have to pay to get in.
Yeah.
Then you have to spend money. And it's like, what am I getting out of this? Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, shake that. Like, that's boring to me. And it's like, so I go in, and literally, so I went in. It was, I'm not going to, so I went in with my friends. And, you know, they were like, hey, you know, dude. And they're like, they were giving me, like, dollars. I'm like, cool, all right, whatever.
Well, like, throw it up there.
So then there are these sisters that came out.
Oh, wow.
I have never spent $40 quicker in my life than that day. Wow. I was like, oh, because they looked at me. They came like, I said, it's about to go down. I went to the ATM, pulled out a quick 40. Hey, can I get that at once? Let me get some change. I'm sitting there like the man. What I also didn't realize is that regardless of what you look like, if you got money or if you're a regular, the girls will go to you.
Yeah.
These old dudes on the other side were like, oh, she was like, hey, John. Hey, Stacy. And was just over there. I'm like, dude. What?
Like, I was here first.
Do
like,
you not see the young bull? The young calf? And you want the old bull?
You want the old man. They want the old tenor.
And these dudes are nasty. But also, I didn't realize you couldn't. Because you look at what strippers like, shaking ass and all that. But you can't touch them. Depending on the club. And so, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's as far as
it was like the biggest like letdown of my life.
So I've never been to a strip club, but I have been to one of those.
Oh, they could like do the strippers.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. Like when it comes for females, like we don't really have strip clubs that we can go to. Where like
men. I think
it's only fair that if y'all have strip clubs for women, like why can't
there women? Are like Magic Mike. Don't they? Isn't that shit real? Like they have.
I mean, but it's not like an actual club. I have yet to see like an actual strip club where men are, but like parties.
Oh, yes. I heard that women don't enjoy like male strippers. They prefer female strippers. What are your thoughts?
Me personally, because I know that my boo is probably watching this now. Me personally, I prefer to look at men. Like, I don't, like, looking at another female is not a turnoff for me. So, like, I would prefer to look at a man. And I feel like when it comes, and I think maybe this is why there probably is not any strip clubs for men dance. Because men strippers, they are so aggressive. They, like, grab you.
What?
Yes, they grab
you. They, like, hit you on top of the head with their meat.
They do. Like,
what? That is weird.
So that's why, like, when you said in, at the strip clubs that you go to, you can't touch them. Right. But in the parties, like,
yeah. Dudes just, like, come and slap you with their meat.
I've seen that happen before. I've seen men, like, pick women up and, like, flip them over and all of that.
They usually go for, like, the really big ones,
they do.
Too. I've seen videos, like.
They do. Actually, since we're talking about Black History Month, one of my Facebook friends, does not care. He is a male stripper.
You about to shout him out? This man about to get mad business.
His name is Penn Mills, P-E-N, and Mills, M-I-L-L-S. And this is his picture on Facebook. So make sure y'all shout that amount. He does private parties. And he lives in the Midwest. He's from Cleveland. So.
And y'all better wear helmets because he's giving concussions.
Oh, my God. But anyway. That's a really great point. Back to what we were originally saying. You know, as far as, like, health insurance. And so she had a GoFundMe. So she's like.
It looks like she's good. Apparently, she's having surgery tomorrow. She posted a video. I'm like thanking everybody's like, I wasn't expecting all the support, but that shit was crazy. And it's like, it's just one of those things you don't expect happening. Yeah. But then it also goes like strippers are elevating, like literally,
yeah.
Pun intended. And it's like, are they putting themselves at risk for doing stuff like, some of them are just going straight legs and, like, spinning. And they're, like, riding on each other.
You know, the owner or whoever was in charge that night, could they have stepped in and said, yo, don't do that, whatever, And then, furthermore, whoever owns that particular strip club, do they feel bad of, like, what happened?
Are they going to be held liable?
Yeah.
Because, the video is surfacing. It was, like,
strippers have to sign some kind of contract before they get started?
Damn, that's some next level shit. I don't know.
I mean, like, do they sign like a no liability clause, or do you have to have insurance coming in as a stripper? Like,
That's a good question.
Like, does a strip club need proof that you do have some kind of insurance?
No, like, most jobs they do, like car insurance.
In case something does happen. Because, like you said, most jobs, they require you to have some form of insurance. So,
can you strip with a felony?
I think you can. I really think you can.
I would prefer my strippers with no felony. Woody, I'm pretty sure you're like, please, felony me down.
I mean.
Would you like a Class D felony? that was lame.
Actually. I'm just kidding. No, but that's a really good question. And I was going to say something else. Yeah, so like for insurance, you know, I'm not even trying to be funny, but like the healthcare reform, you know.
Right.
What does that cover? Like, is there any clause in there about workers that do stuff like that or whatever?
I don't know. Because even, I know off air, we were talking about, like, prostitution.
Right.
And, you know, women's rights, a lot of that was factored into, you know.
That very thing.
Right. So yeah. It's, like, talking about birth control and, yeah. like, all that. So that's an interesting topic.
I think we need to have, like, an expert to come on.
So if you worked at Sunset or know of anyone that worked at Sunset, please put in a referral for them so we can talk.
And if not, I'm gonna call y'all out because I know a few of y'all that do work there.
Please hit the messages. Let us know your experiences as a female dancer, and we will definitely like bring y'all on if you're comfortable enough. I think that's something that a lot of people have misinformation about as well.
I agree.
You know, we're kind of joking, but I mean, serious though. Like, yeah. It's, you know, this is a field that a lot of women go to. They pay for school.
Right.
I mean, they build, like, the movie with J-Lo
Hustlers,
and Cardi B. Like, that changed my perspective about a lot of stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, I don't think stripping is all bad, you know. It depends on what you use it for, so.
I think that's decent, though.
I think we good.
Okay. Definitely appreciate you guys watching. Appreciate you guys listening again. Please go check out the podcast, subscribe, rate us, continue to support. We definitely appreciate it. Share this video for those who are watching on Facebook, and check us out on the Anchor app. Check us out on Anchor Podcast. That way you can find us as well. We're on Spotify. We're on so many platforms. Foster Your Enthusiasm Podcast. So again, we appreciate y'all and have a great day. Oh, what would you like to leave the audience?
Since we were, like, not even trying to be funny, but since we were talking about insurance and health earlier,
yes.
You know, this is a new year, so I think that it's time for you. You know, we are, because you're 30, so we are getting at this age where we really need to pay attention to what's in our healthcare premiums, like, real talk. I know that I need to get glasses, and so I'm like, I probably need to look to see if my insurance actually covers that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we need to really start taking stuff like that more seriously.
I agree, We're becoming adults, so just being more intentional about what we do, where our money goes. You know, as me personally, like tonight on my to-do list is the budget, and also I have a kid on the way, so you know, just trying to do my best I can financially, but also taking care of your health, because I had a tooth chip last night. Oh. I was eating gummy bears.
What? So,
literally, I had a few gummy bears in there. I bit down. I'm like, I bet that was a tooth. Pieces of my tooth were inside of one of the gummy bears. And it's like up here. So I go to the dentist next week anyway. So I had an surprise. Right. So I was like, but yo, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. And it sounds expensive. I'm not saying it's going to be expensive.
It probably is. But I have like, I picked the highest dental thing just in case.
So you can have it all covered up.
It's like $8 a month or a paycheck. So it's like, that's a good investment because if something like that does happen. So invest in yourselves, man, and y'all have a good one. We will not be recording next week. Sam will be out of town.
I'm being that concrete jungle. I'll be in New York City. So.
New York, yo, son, it's mad crazy out here, B.
Y'all hope I run into Jay-Z so I spit a couple rhymes at him. So I'm still trying to get signed to Roc Nation, okay?
He's going to be like, get her out of here.
I'm just playing.
Y'all have a good one.